This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I don't know what I'm doing with my hair. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. D-A-L-I. Okay, so how many of you guys have ever been ghosted on a date, right? You're supposed to meet somebody, you're all dressed up, you look all pretty, they don't show, like, getting stood up. Well, the term that the young people use is called ghosting. You could go ghost, but it's really, like, I got ghosted, you know? Like, if I say I taught a class and nobody showed up, I got ghosted, but that didn't happen because my classes were cool. Or, let's say I did a radio show, and, you know, I got ghosted because nobody tuned in. Okay, so I think a lot of us have experienced being ghosted. All right, and it's not fun. I tell my husband I'll meet him in the bedroom for sex, and he decides to go out for a drive. I got ghosted. Okay, so it's not a good feeling when you get ghosted. Okay, because you feel unloved. You feel like the person doesn't really take what you have to give seriously. And there was a very interesting, there's actually been a few studies on millennials and Generation Zers, and I'm a big, big fan of the millennials. I still haven't decided on the Generation Zers, because those are my kids. And sometimes my kids are like, what the hell are you doing? The Zers are pretty, pretty smart. So I'm not ready to say the Zers are my favorite generation yet, okay, because I really, really like the millennials. And there's a lot of stereotypes that the millennials are trying to combat when it comes to them and their work ethic and all that, because they got some damn good work ethic. They want to support their families, just like the Xers, like me, or the boomers did, or the traditionalists who were older than boomers. You know, they want to have a job, they want to have an identity, but their approach to the employer is a lot different. And if we go back to the psychology of it, these millennials watched what happened to the Xers and the boomers. So their parents, or their loved ones, or their aunts and uncles. Okay? I don't want to think I'm old enough to be a millennial's parent, but technically I could be. Okay? Which, I don't want to go there, because that's sad. But they saw us get pooped on. They saw us come in with ideas. They saw us do a good job, show up, not call in, dedicate our lives to the company, and then get crapped on. They also saw poor job satisfaction, poor pay. And these millennials and these Zers are pretty smart. Okay? You know, I mean, I'm trying to convince my kids to look at teaching, to look at medicine, to look at, and they're like, are you kidding me, Mom? Really? You know? So what happened to me, kids think, will happen to them. So they look at what happened to their loved ones and go, okay, no, 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 that's not going to be me. I am not going to be in a position where a job consumes you, or people steal your ideas, or try to mess with your personal life, or try to pervade and extinguish your flame. You know, the millennials and the Zers have been born and have been raised to, you know, make a difference in this world, to, you know, let their light shine, to, you know, find where they make their place in this world, just to go to a company and be squashed. So whereas the boomers and the traditionalists are like, your boss is everything because they're feeding your family. The Zers and the millennials are like, I don't need this guy. You know, screw them. So you're not seeing the concept that an Xer or a boomer embraced of don't burn a bridge. I grew up going, don't burn a bridge. Even if somebody treated you like crap, be nice to them. Act like they're your friend, even if you, you know, want you know, them to eventually get fired or, I don't know, some bad stuff happened to them. You're like, don't want to burn a bridge. I always want to keep it cool. Keep it cool. The millennials and Zers are like, why? If they're evil people, you don't need them. If the job is treating you like crap, you leave. The problem is that there is a respect issue. Okay, I would still vote for don't burn a bridge. If you're going to leave a job, don't ghost them. So by ghosting, when you leave a job, is you just don't show up. You take a job and you don't show up. In fact, some are reporting that some people take a job and don't even show up day one because they use that job as leverage for the new job. But look, I just got a job at Company B. So I'm about to start work at Company B. So if you want me, you better offer me what I need now. And these Zers and millennials and wires, so millennials are wires, we call them millennials, you know, have this new frame of reference and this new empowerment of, I don't need to be crapped on, okay? You know, I don't need to, like, remember the 9 to 5 song, right? You know, or that 9 to 5 movie in 1980. You know, that stuff still happens in corporations. Now, we boomers and we Xers have kind of learned, well, you got to play a game. You know, hopefully you play the game and nobody steals your ideas and nobody passes you over for promotion and things like that. But the most of us get screwed. But we're like, look, as long as I feel like we're making money and I'm feeding the family, I'm happy and I'll roll with it. But the Xers and the millennials are like, no. You know, I'm not going to be like my parents. They're also, in another poll that's out, very concerned about the work culture. Some of them have chosen work culture over pay. If they think they're going to work for a toxic environment but make more money, they're not going to go for more money. They'd rather go for less money and know that they're going to work at a company that they don't hate. So the idea that Zers and Xers don't want a job, that's not the case. They do want a job. They're smart. They've learned they need to support a family or they need to support themselves. And, you know, iPhones and Netflix doesn't pay for itself. So they know they need money coming in. But they might be the ones to have the guts and the cojones to change the work culture such that if an employer is treating you like crap, they're like, I don't need you. You could go to, you know, yeah. They might be the ones to say, no, you know, I am not done with this, you know, discrimination thing. I'm doing just as good a job as him or her or they, and I, if you don't appreciate me, somebody else will. Now, remember, we have good job growth, so we have this now landscape. It could change with another recession, but interesting stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIS. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter with Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're going to give you a update on the coronavirus. Apparently the death toll has now reached over 1,000. I think there's about 43,000 cases worldwide. And we have a headline that just came across that one of the evacuees from China was mistakenly released from a San Diego hospital. Officials were told by the CDC that the person was in the clear. The CDC subsequently advised that the patient had, in fact, tested positive for the virus. So this was a U.S. citizen that had been evacuated from China. Many of them were taken to ports, military ports. And then they were supposed to be tested and then quarantined for 2 weeks because you could test negative, but it could take 2 weeks for the virus to show up. So the patient arrived last week on a flight carrying U.S. citizens evacuated from China. and was one of four admitted to UC San Diego and held in isolation. After authorities said on Sunday, tests on the four people for coronavirus came back negative, the individual discharged. In a short statement on Monday, UC San Diego Health said it has been advised by CDC officials that further testing revealed that one of the four patients tested positive. The confirmed positive patient was returned to UC San Diego Health for observation isolation until cleared by the CDC for release. Now, we don't believe he went out into public. I think he was still within the quarantine area. But the patient and another from Miramar were being held in isolation units at UC San Diego facilities, said to be doing well with minimal symptoms. The CDC did not immediately comment on the case. This would be number 13. Apparently, we have a case confirmed in Wisconsin we need to tell you about. So 13 cases. Other cases in Arizona, California, Illinois, Massachusetts, Washington, and Wisconsin are all doing well. They say the ones who were sicker have now improved. It's not immediately clear how long the San Diego patient was circulating inside quarantine after initial tests came back negative. So he was still quarantined. He still wasn't out in public, he or she, but, again, could have infected others. As we discussed yesterday, the original outbreak occurred within a hospital when the first patient was sent to the hospital because everybody around there was exposed and it was a tight quarters, etc. And we're going to be talking about the cruise ship, how it seems to be spreading as people are in tight quarters. So sometimes quarantine could unfortunately allow more spread. But it's a confined spread, so it's one of those two steps forward, one step back. We will almost take, we don't want anybody to get sick. We try to quarantine people safely. But you being on a quarantined area puts you more at risk. I don't know if you guys saw the Chernobyl miniseries. It's exactly what the government did. Chernobyl had its nuclear meltdown or its reactor explosion. And so they wouldn't let anybody out, wouldn't let anybody in, because they didn't want people with radiation exposing others. Unfortunately, those who might not have been affected now are forced to stay in an area where they could be affected. And it's for the greater good of the world. It's not a very easy decision people have to make. So a total of 232 U.S. citizens and family members are right now on a 14-day government-mandated quarantine after arriving on the Miramar base from China. You know, people talk about the constitutional rights of people that have to be quarantined after that one woman sued, I believe she sued Chris Christie, having to be quarantined after coming back from West Africa with exposure to Ebola. She didn't have Ebola. She tested negative. But, you know, does the government have a right to quarantine to prevent the rest of the country from getting illness? You know, they're basically imprisoning you. But, again, if it's for the greater good, they do have that authority. So, 232 U.S. citizens are right now in a 14-day government-mandated quarantine. Now, from what I understand, it should be nice. You know, I mean, they get food, they get, I mean, it's not like jail. But, you know, you are still, for 14 days, forced to be in an area you don't want to be. Which I bring up, not because I'm trying to, you know, say I'm for or against, but what I'm seeing online, when I'm seeing patients through telemedicine, is they're scared to death of the quarantine, which they shouldn't be, but they are. Nobody wants to be, you know, isolated for 2 weeks. So I just don't feel optimistic that people who think they are infected are going to come forward for fear of, well, I don't want to be quarantined. Now, China's National Health Commission said today that the death toll has reached up to 1,016, up 108 from the day before, including 103 in Hubei province. And for the first time, more than 100 deaths have been reported in one day. 43,000 people have been infected thus far. So, what's going on with the cruise ship? So this is interesting. So we have this, I think it's called the Diamond Princess cruise liner. The Diamond Princess ship has been quarantined in Yokohama, Japan. It's been there for about a week. 135 of the 3,700 passengers and crew have been infected with coronavirus. Indian crew members are begging their government to get them off the vessel. Apparently some, I don't think anybody was able to get off. So they say desperate crew members who have been quarantined among the Diamond Princess cruise ship amid this outbreak have begged to be allowed off the vessel. Binay Kumar Sarkar posted a video to Facebook on Tuesday pleading with the Indian government to evacuate 160 of its citizens who work among the vessel's crew before it's too late. They're in the ship's kitchen. They're all wearing masks. And they want to be allowed to leave immediately. He says, day by day, the virus is increasing. If our uninfected people will be separated from Diamond Princess crews, they may survive. Request to India government to rescue 160 Indian crew from ship. Please share this video, please, please. So he put out this video while he was on the ship because 70 people had originally tested positive, now 135. So their thinking is, we're stuck, and the longer we're here, we can unfortunately become, you know, afflicted ourselves. And I could see why they want to leave. The problem is they've been exposed. So if they've been exposed, the incubation period could be up to 2 weeks. Now, what I would recommend is removing them off the ship and putting them into a different quarantine facility. If we know something is spreading, anybody that tested negative, I would remove and put them in another facility. I wouldn't force people to stay on the one ship that seems to already start going sour. So the Princess has 3,700 passengers and crew. It's not clear how many of those on board actually have the virus. And it's been quarantined since February 3rd, so we're about 8 days in. And this happened after a man who disembarked in Hong Kong was diagnosed with the virus. So, I believe it was one of the stops of the cruise ship, so quarantine has to go well now into next week. They are allowed to go on decks. They are allowed to get fresh air. They're supposed to take their temperature. And, I mean, I got to admit, of all the places to be quarantined, I mean, a cruise ship is kind of nice. I mean, it's, you know, you got the pools, you got the bars, you got some entertainment, etc. But it gets boring. It gets old, and you want to be with your family, and you got to work. People are getting cabin fever, depression sets in. And the other thing I'm worried about is on these cruise ships, they're also a hotbed for norovirus. So if somebody gets diarrhea or vomiting, then that could also spread. So, you know, there's a Hong Kong resident who's 43 years old. He's quarantined on the boat with his wife, child, and several of his family. He said, I will get nervous if we pass 200. So a lot of people are like, you know, do we need to stay? A lot of passengers are concerned about the ventilation. The captain's latest announcement is that they're supplying 100% of fresh air throughout the guest rooms. People are worried that something could be going through the, you know, air conditioning ducts. So, you know, we have to unfortunately do in the epidemiology world what's best for containment. And unfortunately, that means you have innocent people who might not be sick that are going to have some of their rights stripped away temporarily. I don't like anybody's rights being stripped away, but this virus that has killed over 1,000, infected 43,000, with all these measures in place still rising, means we still have a long way to go before we can contain this. And it also means, as many people are suspecting, this could be a global emergency. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the day began in New Hampshire, where voters are casting their ballots in the first in the nation presidential primary, Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg were seen as leading the pack. Last night, President Trump held a rally in Manchester, New Hampshire, where he said Democratic leaders are trying to keep Bernie Sanders from getting the nomination.
They're doing it to you again, Bernie!
And House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy this morning was singing the same refrain.
Remember, just 4 years ago, the chair of the Democratic National Committee had to resign the night before their convention. Because truth came forward inside emails that they had rigged the system to make sure Bernie could not win.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says he's still upbeat about the outlook for the U.S. economy, but he's warning Congress about possible threats. He says it's still uncertain what the full impact of the coronavirus will have on the global economy. And this is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I promise one day I'll try pot. I really don't like giving you guys advice and acting like an authority on marijuana when I never smoked it, you know, and got high and did all the stuff that everybody else does on it. And, you know, here I am telling you guys, okay, it's bad for you. Stop doing it. It's not, you know, going to help cure this. It's not going to do this. And, you know, or maybe it could help this. I've never tried it personally. And I'm not supposed to. I believe in Nevada. It's against our medical statutes, our state statutes, for us to be using drugs, even if they are legal. Because remember, marijuana is still federally illegal, and it could still put you under the influence. Last thing you want is a surgeon or somebody making a decision about your medical care or your neighbor's quarantine status to be high. But it does bother me that I don't... you know, have that piece of experience. I have a lot of experience in the workforce. I've had experience with assault. I've had experience with, being poor, having surgery, having medical conditions. So I have all that experience where I can say, look, you know, I've been there with you guys. I can't say that with marijuana. And so I have, a little bit of confidence issues when it comes to acting like an authority when it comes to marijuana. What I can do is I could give you guys the latest and the greatest, but, I can't say I tried it. You know, to the point where I could, say, well, it's going to do this, it's going to do this, it's going to do this. Well, there is a headline I need to tell you guys about. I'm just honest, where they say, don't trust your memories if you're high on weed, because those memories might have injected other things that might not have happened. So CNN starts out with this article saying, you're on a train chatting with a friend sitting across from you. You're both high from smoking marijuana. Suddenly, you see a fight break out on the platform below. A security guard is in a tussle with a man who's kicking him. After the man is subdued and removed from the scene, your companion excitedly tells you what they saw, only to add a detail you don't recall. There was a police dog on the scene. Would your memories then include a dog as part of the fight? They said most likely yes, if you're high. So this new study published yesterday found people who took just one hit of weed doubled their number of false memories in a virtual reality scenario compared to those who puffed on a placebo. This is study author Johannes Raymakers, a professor of psychopharmacology at Maastricht University in the Netherlands. So a false memory is basically a recollection of something that didn't occur, or a memory that is different from the way it actually happened. It's often triggered by suggestions from others. See, this is what is so vulnerable about our minds and memory and all that. I had remembered something from medical school, and I had talked to one of my, students, fellow students, when I saw him years later. And he denied it, and he said, no, you made that memory up. And I go, I didn't make it up. He goes, no, you made that memory up. It didn't happen like that. I go, yeah, it did. You said this. I said this. He's in psychiatry. He's like, no, but your memory was filled in with other things. And I'm like, it was something stupid. It was like something we said in class, and we're joking around or whatever. So it wasn't really significant. But you are able to make a memory that is with non-real memories. And then it comes into, let's say, a picture. So one memory I have as a kid, when I was younger, is I don't know what I was doing. I was really stupid. But my father let me sit there, and I would lick my hands and mat his hair down. My dad had curly hair. So I noticed if I got his hair wet, I could make it flat. So I would, to make it wet, I would lick my hands, and then I would put it on his hair. And I don't know why he let me do this for a significant amount of time. Again, my memory makes it feel like it lasted for a good 5 minutes. Well, he yelled at me, and he screamed at my mom that I made him look like Hitler. And my mom's like, she doesn't know who Hitler is, and she's not making... Anyway, so he got mad, when he probably needed to be mad that I was putting spit on his hair. But my memory of that has the part in his hair, like, I don't know, I don't really remember Hitler having a part, but, something like that. And I didn't make a part in his hair. But see, the image of what I have of my father when he looked like that and he yelled at me and got mad was a completely, probably different image of what he really looked like. Why? Because my mind filled in the gap. So a lot of us start to freak out when family members go, no, it didn't happen that way. And then you're like, oh my gosh, do I have dementia? Not entirely. It's your memory might not be all there, because you only put a couple parts of its memory, then you filled in the gaps. Now you throw marijuana on top of it, you could really be messing up your memories. So, according to Dr. Raymakers, we are all prone to the formation of false memories independent of cannabis use. The susceptibility for false memory increases with cannabis. Under cannabis, users can easily accept fake truths or true memory. So, why does this matter? Well, we got to be very careful in crime when we interview somebody. Elizabeth Loftus, a professor of psychological science at the Department of Criminology, says this new work is suggesting authorities need to be extra careful when interviewing somebody. They should consider removing them from a situation where they might be exposed to suggestive information that could contaminate the memory. So if you are witness to a crime, and you hear somebody say, yeah, he was, he had a gold tooth, and you didn't see the gold tooth. You might picture him with a gold tooth. And then the cop's like, what the hell are you talking about? There's nobody here with gold tooth. We have all these suspects here. There's no gold teeth. But here you are laying witness that there is. So, Dr. Loftus discovered the psychological concept of the misinformation effect and has testified or consulted in some trials such as O.J. Simpson, Ted Bundy, Menendez brothers. She has shown that when witnesses are given misinformation about something they saw, such as a mistake in the details, they will remember things that were only suggested to them after the event was completely over. Now, I don't really know the example that would have been with the O.J. Simpson trial, but, did the glove not fit? Maybe the glove did fit. Well, no, the glove didn't fit because he tried it on. I don't know. So, I get nervous when I read this because you have kids that are smoking pot and they had just learned in school that day. So here they are learning at school, okay? And then all of a sudden they go, to the park or whatever and smoke. So, is their memory going to keep what they learned? Science doesn't know why cannabis increases the false memories. They think maybe the cannabis activates receptors in the hippocampus, and the hippocampus is your memory center of the brain, possibly producing fragmentation of thought, loosening of associations, heightened distractibility. But when they tested people and asked them to recall words or events a week later, the study really didn't find no real difference between cannabis users and the control group. They were able to recall the events as they occurred. So what you need to do, what they're talking about is trying to prevent extra memories from being injected into them. Meaning if somebody did see a crime or whatever, not to talk to other people about it, because that can unfortunately change the way they look at things. And then report them. Interesting. Interesting study. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. You heard it here first. The coronavirus is now called COVID-19. COVID. We'll talk more about it, but we do have a name for it, so it's called COVID. So that's great for me because I always misspell coronavirus when I type it out. So we'll give you guys a latest an update in the next segment. But we have a new name for coronavirus called COVID. All right, are we good? All right. Next, let's talk about New Hampshire. Amy Klobuchar is on the rise in New Hampshire. I think she's had a pretty good last few days after that debate. A string of strong polls over the weekend have shown that the Minnesota senator is overtaking Senator Elizabeth Warren and former Vice President Joe Biden to reach third place in New Hampshire. Her campaign reported $2.5 million in post-debate fundraising, which is an impressive two-day number in the context of the $11.4 million she raised in over 3 months. So her national polling had been in the low single digits when she entered the race last year. Now she's in sixth place at 4.3%, 4 percentage points behind South Bend, Indiana, Pete Buttigieg. And Biden has been kind of struggling a little bit, as we saw in Iowa. And that might have also given Klobuchar a little bit of a boost. So if she has a strong performance in New Hampshire, this could help as she goes into Super Tuesday. Now, like Buttigieg and Biden, Klobuchar has positioned herself as a moderate. On the debate stage, she emphasized practicality, party unity, and she had repeatedly mentioned that she's one of the only candidates who had never lost a race. So she's targeting the independents. She's targeting voters. She's looking, she has a little bit of that youth. I think she's in her 50s. Is she 59? I don't know how old she is. But she's in her 50s, but she shows a little bit more youth than Bernie Sanders, obviously, and Joe Biden. And she, to capitalize on that and not lose to Pete Buttigieg, she had kind of put him down in the debate on Friday night, saying, you know, you're saying you're young and fresh. We don't want young and fresh. We want somebody who's kind of, you know, been around. Her being a senator, you know, gives a lot of adds to her experience, obviously, with Washington, as opposed to Buttigieg being a mayor of a city. So, you know, she does have potential. And then you have many people who think it has to be a woman that runs against Donald Trump. I hate when people say that, you know. Well, you know, we need to, you know, have a woman, you know, beat him, or we, you know, and so it's, you know, because they want to, you know, try to make Trump look anti-women. So if you have a woman running against him, just like with Hillary Clinton, you know, he has to then be on the defense. And so putting a woman up there could put him on the defense as opposed to the offense. But remember, Donald Trump isn't the typical politician. He doesn't care. People have already said the worst about him. They've already said he was anti-woman, he was this, he was that. So I don't think that's as important in this race. And I think a lot of people are a little fearful because Hillary Clinton lost. You know, I think they're more looking at, you know, who can be the strongest candidate to Donald Trump. Right now, the Democratic Party, I just don't think they have anybody that could compare to the way the economy's been going. And, you know, a lot of people don't like Trump. And they want to see him removed from office, including a whole bunch of stars. Apparently, there's a lot of people on the campaign trail right now. I think Michael J. Fox, Kevin Costner, Cynthia Nixon. You saw Brad Pitt during the Oscars, you know, say his piece, Joaquin Phoenix. But it's very interesting to see the psychology of the voters. And the media gave a lot of attention to Klobuchar when she had put down Buttigieg in the debate. And with media giving her a lot of that boost, it allows her to get more money. It allows her to get, you know, more media attention, and then maybe raise herself to a level that might be, you know, a possible contender. If she wins Tuesday night, that could be huge momentum, or it might not go anywhere. You know, Huckabee would win Iowa caucuses repeatedly, but that didn't help him for the overall election. And again, you know, this article coming out of Vox, you know, she still is, I believe, fourth or fifth. Doesn't necessarily mean she's in the lead. You still have Biden, Warren, Sanders in the lead. But, you know, what I want to talk about is how are the donations going? What is driving donations? She reported $2.5 million in post-debate fundraising. Now, I am very, very fortunate and blessed that I'm not as poor as I was when, you know, growing up and trying to, you know, make it through school, etc. And so I do have some expendable money to donate to a candidate. I don't see myself donating thousands. I apologize for those of you who are big political donors. You know, thank you for doing that. But if I think like a lot of Americans do, $500 is a lot of money. $500 is a lot of money. $1,000 is a lot of money. $5,000. You know, it's a lot of money to donate. And for those of us that have been around multiple elections, it's a little frustrating when you donate to a candidate and then they drop out. You don't get your money back. So anybody that donated to Kamala Harris, Cory Booker in previous elections, Herman Cain, Ben Carson, I'm sure a lot of doctors, you know, donated money to Ben Carson. I like Ben Carson, great guy. But if he drops out, you just lost that $2,000, $5,000, $10,000. It's a lot of money to lose. Now, how I believe wealthy people look at it versus middle-class people, how wealthy people look at it is it might be an investment. If you put a lot of money into a candidate, you feel like you have an in with that candidate. Now, even the candidate will say, oh, no, we'll not appeal to the lobbyists, you can't buy me, blah, 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 blah. You give somebody, you know, a pretty large amount of money, and they, you know, were able to help use that to become elected. My guess is you do have more access than most people would. But the average middle-class person, I think they donate because they want to feel they helped. They want to feel like they did something. And so that's where I think I and a lot of people feel. We want to donate and we want to be a part of the process, but we don't want to be suckered into, all right, well, I lost, you know, X amount of money. Because if your candidate doesn't win, I mean, look how many people put money into Hillary Clinton. That must have stunk. And you know Hollywood dumped a lot of money. Now, they have that extra money, so they're like, all right, well, it was okay because I got pictures with her, I got some media. You know, there was a little bit more of a, you know, how they do a lot of these fundraising events is you are at a, you are in a, you know, a gala. And so it's like 5,000 or 10,000 or 20,000 or 50,000 a seat. So if you go, you get to be among a bunch of business people and people you can do business with. And so they chalk it up to a business expense. Now, you know, I got to meet so-and-so. I got to, you know, hopefully start another business deal, whatever. But for those of us who don't have that kind of money, you know, we donate because we want to say, well, we helped. But it's interesting to see, you know, the psychology behind what people do. You know, Bernie Sanders, what was it he asked for? Was it $11? I forget the amount. He asked people for a low amount. And that was actually very shrewd because it allowed young people to donate and feel a part of his campaign, and he made a lot of money. Plus, you have to, in order to stay in the race, have a bunch of new, unique donors. You can't just have two people that donate multiple millions of dollars. You need to show you have X amount of new donors. So that did it. Say, guys, just donate 11 or 12 or 13 or 15 to my campaign. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together. Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.